Well, the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention reports good news and bad news in efforts to control illnesses from foodborne pathogens. The good news is the efforts to reduce illnesses caused by one of the most dangerous foodborne bacteria, E. coli, appear to be paying off. Preliminary CDC data showed a drop in the incidence of infections from E. coli, the lowest since 2004. However, the bad news is sickness caused by other pathogens is rising. Davis Goldman of the Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service credited the decrease in E. coli infection rate to expanded testing in slaughterhouses last year and a renewed effort by USDA inspectors to flag sanitary problems. Still, Goldman says there is more work to do. In particular, salmonella remains a challenge as infections from salmonella, the most common cause of foodborne illness in the United States, decreased slightly in 2009, but remain above the goal set by the government. The report also detailed increases last year in illnesses from Campylobacter, Listeria, Vibrio, and Cryptosporidium. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.